just taking a break from the gadget show because I suddenly realized that it's 23:51. In other words, in 9 minutes it will be midnight, and that will be 17 years of age. And quite honestly, I'm absolutely gobsmacked. I can't believe it's 17 years since we brought him home from the hospital. Well, not quite 17 years. He was in for 3 or 4 days. But it still seems only like yesterday. One was carrying out the carry cot, strapping it into the car, and bringing him home for the first time. Where the hell has the time gone? It really, really, really seems like yesterday. I'm struggling to think what we've done in all that time. It's been through primary school, Brockington for 3 years. He's already done 2 years at Letterworth. He's just started on his first year of A-level studies, chemistry, biology, maths and history. And on Saturday, he'll be getting his first ever driving lesson. I just can't believe it. I mean, Hannah will be 14 in December. That's another flyby. But 17 years, it's just utterly, utterly gobsmacking. Your life flies by. You don't realise how little time you really have. I'm nearly 60. I can't believe that. I still feel as if I'm 18, or maybe 19. 19 was depressing. I remember that birthday well. I woke up that morning. Happy birthday. Nah. 19. One more year, and I can't do anything I couldn't do last year when I was 18. Melancholy thought. Don't know why that happened, but it's always stuck in my mind ever since. And now Nat is 17. 17, Jesus Christ on a crutch. I really, really, really cannot get my head around the fact that he is almost an adult. He still seems like my little boy, except with a bigger mouth and cheekier, because he's a sarcastic little bastard, of which I'm extremely proud. I taught him everything he knows. Not that he would ever admit that now, because he reckons he's just a superstar put on this earth just so that other people could admire him. Mind you, given the exam results that many of his friends got, he may have a point, because he's head and shoulders above most of them. Oh well, Hannah next, and then all of a sudden you'll discover that parents do have a life after their children left home. I couldn't imagine that my mother and father would have any kind of life once I went, because obviously their lives were there simply to provide for me. And I'm sure that the kids feel the same way. But perhaps there will be some kind of existence. But I can't quite imagine what it'll be, because I can't remember a bloody thing of what it was like before we had the kids. So what it'll be like when Nat's at university, and then next Hannah flies the nest. Lord only knows, mind you, in this current economic climate, whether he'll be able to fly the nest for any length of time or end up having to stay in the hotel of mum and dad is a moot point. After all, they aren't the demographic the Conservatives aim for, are they? They don't have money. They're just plebs there to be used and abused. And I'm getting political and maundering now, so perhaps it's time to bring this to a stop. However, I have 6 seconds remaining, so I thought I'd use it. Bye-bye.